This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Have you spent the last 24 hours scouring the waiver wires, looking at the practice squads, and constructing your most elite and perfect practice squad?
I have to admit I'm negligent.
What? Disappointing.
I think this practice squad to me looks just fine.
Okay.
Although there's a few openings there, so they can still sign some guys if they need to.
Okay, Mick, this is the part where you're supposed to be like, and I got 12 names to fit in those two to three spots.
Right, yeah.
Man.
I mean, if you went through that, you might find, what, maybe a dozen names you recognize?
Sure.
Of
Josh Ball was
many
one of them.
People had been cut, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty slim pickings, but I would imagine the Cowboys did that.
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah, and I mean, they don't practice until noon today. We'll see if they found anybody to add to the practice squad. But other than that, it looks like they basically kept their own, except for Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, because he's a new addition to the practice squad.
Supposed to practice today, so we'll see. How much he does. I can't imagine they're going to ask him to do too much since he hasn't been doing anything or working out, I should say. So, yeah, we'll see where that one goes.
I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts. Ryan Flournoy, when it comes to his prospect for the season,
mm-hmm.
Injury would probably put him on the field, but is he – like, he looks like – he's a legitimate future project for the NFL a really good NFL player.
Yeah, I think he's a keeper. I don't know how much he would add this year if everybody stays healthy, or, you know, how many wide receivers could you keep active on the 48-man roster game day. I think that he is one of the guys, and you guys have heard me say this a lot, how some of the young guys flash, and then the next day they go away, and then they flash. I thought he was pretty consistent during training camp, and also in the preseason games he was able to play. I think he continued to make plays, and the quarterbacks seemed to have confidence in him. They didn't shy away from throwing him the ball, and I know a lot of times they're running plays, and, you know, the ball's supposed to go there, but when in some of their competitive periods, I thought they went to him, and he made some big plays in key situations. And when I say key, I'm talking, okay, it's 3rd and 8. They're practicing a 3rd and 8 play, and the ball goes to him, and they're not afraid to go to him. So, yeah, I think he's got something, and it may not show up this year, but I think in the future they have somebody they can sink their teeth into.
And that kind of accentuates the point, and I guess what I was going to ask there is, Broaddus has said this multiple times, that Will McClay and that scouting department had a lot of pressure on them because the Cowboys approach to free agency, and they had to deliver some rookies this year. This draft was fantastic, and it just kind of proves that Will McClay can find some really good gems here.
Well, they had 8 draft choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 of them made the 53-man roster. One's on the practice squad, and the other guy got claimed to get on a 53-man roster. So you could almost say they, you know, somewhat 7.5 for 8. And they needed young guys to not only, you know, kind of bolster the 53-man roster, but actually step up and compete. And, you know, if you look at this year and the guys last year that they brought in and, you know, that made the team and are making an impact or need to make an impact, yeah, it's been a pretty good draft class over these last couple of years.
Jerry Jones has talked, not just recently, but for a while, and it's come more into the spotlight because of whether it's McCarthy or Dak or whoever, but he thinks that the angst and the pressure of being in the last year of a contract is a positive. I'm curious, from like your experience in football and with the Cowboys, do you think that is an accurate statement?
Well, I don't know if it's a positive, but I don't think it's a negative.
Okay.
And that, I don't know if that's skirting the answer, but I don't think I've ever seen somebody purposely go out there, you know, and lackadaisically and not try, right? Because, well, they didn't pay me and, you know, I really don't care. Well, if you do that, just think about it. You just put out some bad tape. And when people on other teams are scouring and looking for guys, and they say that tape, that they're probably not looking for an excuse on why this guy, was half-assing it. You know, they don't know that maybe he was in the last year of his contract and that affected him. All they do is see tape. And I just think, if you think about, I mean, the rest of us on whatever level of competition we participated in, you just don't go out there and not try and embarrass yourself, right? You want to win. You want to do well. I mean, it's a pride thing. So, yeah, I just think that, you know, once you get competing, you're not thinking about that. You may be bitter, but, boy, you're not going to go out there and purposely let the guy across from you beat you just because you don't care. I think guys have enough pride, if they've reached this level, to give it their best at all times. And that goes for the coaches, too.
Yeah, that is a big thing hanging over Mike McCarthy too. I know you were just talking about Dak and other players there, but Mike McCarthy is dealing with trying to get the team to rally.
They all have egos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want their buddies to show them up, or guys they don't like to, you know, kind of show them up. So I think that keeps you working and working hard. Now, when it's over with and you're sitting there going, okay, I don't have a contract, what do I do? Well, then it probably eats at you. But I think in the heat of the battle, I just think it really doesn't come into play.
Yeah, after it's all said and done with, Kevin, then you just take that good tape that you have because you were a professional and you went out and did your job.
Yes.
And you say, look at all this good tape that I have.
Or if you're a coach and you go, well, look, I just went 4 years in a row, 12-5.
Is that going to be nice? Do you want that? And here are a couple things I suggest to get us over the top for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm curious about that because, like, obviously I get that that's a reference to Mike McCarthy and stuff. Do you think he would go somewhere and he's like, I have 4 years of going 12-5 and now I want to be with an organization where that's not good enough? Because, like, it does feel like the Jones family has hyped that up a lot in the offseason. And I'm not going to lie, that kind of annoys me that the Cowboys have gone from a quest to the Super Bowl to, it's really neat that we've won 36 games in the last 3 years.
Well, I think that if you're trying to promote yourself, right, put yourself in that situation, what
sure.
would you do? Right?
Yeah, that's a tough question.
I would talk good about the things that I've done well.
Then I would say I would fire myself. I got you.
I mean, you know, but you know what? I truly believe that it's like they don't make that up. They feel that way. And that you've got to take the good and try to make it better. And you don't make it better by, you know, being. But they, you know, they haven't hidden the fact, right, that they're disappointed in what happened in the playoff game. I think, you know, and I think that still hovers over this team's head. that it kind of diminished everything they accomplished last year. If you look at, you know, the number of, what was 10 Pro Bowlers and four or five All Pros and, you know, setting franchise records, and, you know, it was really, I mean, you had the second best record in the NFC, but it didn't pay off for you. And so, yeah, and it still, I think, eats at these people, and well, it should, and it should motivate them. Sort of what, I don't know if you guys saw what Rico Dowdle said. Somebody asked him if the presence of Delvin Cook is going to motivate him going forward. And he said, what motivates me is my two kids I got to eat. I mean, feed to eat, right?
Yeah, I feel like that other quote would have made some really
yeah,
really
yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not making enough money. I don't can buy food, right? And he goes, that's what motivates me. And so, you know, and everybody's got their own motivations, and you know, you can't let that one the failure kind of drive you down. It's got to be okay. Well, 12-5 was great, but we got to get better because we didn't finish the job. And I think that's still kind of hanging over their heads.
I hope you understand this, Mick. I thought that was a great point that you just made, but also in the back of my head, I was thinking about if I had to tease a segment, does Rico Dowdle want to eat his kids? Like how problematic that would be in everything.
It would be a must listen.
When you're writing a story and typing things out, you always got the delete button, right?
That's for
but when you're
sure.
talking, yeah, the delete button doesn't come soon enough.
Yeah, that is. I've been on that side of it. Trust me, for sure, many, many times.
Mickey,
yeah.
you kind of have. I don't know if it's a weekend off, but one more weekend before everything gets rolling. Do you just pay attention to Missouri football all weekend? What's going on
tonight?
Yeah,
they open.
Yeah, does that take
As
over
I'm
your
sure
whole
we all knew.
Murray
yeah.
State? It's my motivation to hurry up and get my work done.
Popeye Jones.
Do what now?
Popeye Jones.
Popeye Jones.
Are you just naming off
he's
all the people that have gone to
Missouri? He's just naming old basketball players from the schools
okay.
that you're mentioning.
Okay, I see where he's going.
Thank you very much, Mick. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
By the way, did Mike come out of his britches on that catch last night?
Yeah.
You turned your mic off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran upstairs and told both of my kids who weren't asleep yet, I said, come downstairs right now.
Do they think they were in trouble?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't know a guy can jump that high at the fence.
That was amazing.
Right?
Yes.
He can.
And he didn't use the fence. I thought for sure he used the fence. And then watching on replay, I'm like, that son of a gun jumped that high.
Mickey, do you think the White Sox are going to set the record for worst record?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you proud of that?
There's no sense at this point to, you know, miss a chance at setting a record, right?
Huh.
I mean, look, the first year the Cowboys fell in my lap covering them for the paper. They were 0-9, right? And I'm sitting there going, you know what? I am going to cover history. This team's going 0-16. Be the first one to do it. And then they won a game.
You can
and
see
going,
how maybe the team wouldn't feel that same
yeah.
way, though, right?
And I'm going, I'm gonna, you know, cover history. And then they win one, and it's like, well, it's only a bad season now.
Man, what fascinating insight. I did not anticipate. Thank you very much, sir. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo. Right here on 105.3
The Fan.
Always
delivering. Man.
He gave me another perspective on that. He was like, what's the point? Yeah. Might as well set the record now, which I do enjoy.
I was mad as a kid that the Mavericks won late in the year to not have the worst record in NBA history. I thought it would be cool.
I did too. It was either, I don't know if they actually won two in a row, or it was like 2 out of 3. And I was like, well, that's completely going to screw this whole process.
Well, they did.
They catch the 76ers.
They got Jim Jackson instead of Shaquille O'Neal.
We got him.
I mean, that was the one we wanted.
I don't think so.
No. I don't either. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're a week away from the start of the NFL season, so which players are going to win all of the awards? Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. Right now, let's say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
And we start with bad news for the Eagles. I guess people will view that as potentially good news for the Cowboys. James Bradbury suffered a significant leg injury days after making the roster. It looks like he's going to be out between 6 to 8 weeks due to a, quote, significant lower leg injury. So tough start to the season already for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that's not a very deep spot for them either on their roster. So that's interesting.
Fair.
Like that, I think they only have a few corners.
They open up Thursday night.
They play Friday.
Friday,
right, in Brazil.
Okay.
Oh, is it
the Dolphins?
Is Vin Diesel going to be there for it? And he's going to go Brazil.
No, I don't know that gonna be there. To be the case. Yeah, I don't think that it's going to happen either.
Nobody knows that.
Recently.
I bet people know. I don't know what year that happened.
That he died?
Yes.
2022, December 9th, 29th. Oh,
you know that date? You have it on your computer.
I looked it up.
Weird take by the NFL. They said Rashee Rice will not be placed on any sort of leave barring, quote, a material change in the case. And then they said, following the conclusion of the legal process, the NFL will review the matter under the personal conduct policy, which is fine. They have just had a very inconsistent way of enforcing this.
So they're still monitoring the legal situation, and that's going to take place. That'll culminate after week one, so he can play until...
Probably a lot after week one.
And they play Thursday night?
I believe that is correct.
And it's, by the way, it's the Packers.
Not in
Brazil. Eagles-Packers is the first game.
But when Zeke had a legal situation, they were like, don't care.
Yes.
We're out to hunt down Jerry Jones, essentially, was kind of what happened there.
All right. Kinda.
All right. Let's see how it is. That's what we got to deal with as Cowboys fans, guys.
Everybody's against you.
The Cleveland Browns are, I don't know, man. They're doing things that confuse me. So, you know, they have the Deshaun Watson contract, which is just a huge problem for them. But they have said, you know what? I think it's going to be all right. So they converted a whole lot of his salary into the minimum and converted it over, which will save them $35.8 million on the salary cap this year.
There you go.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The next two seasons, Deshaun Watson's salary cap hit is now $72.9 million per season.
Is that the biggest salary cap hit for anybody?
Yes.
Are they all in?
I mean, if they use the money on something, I guess. I'm not sure what they're targeting at this point, but
Brandon Ayuk?
They could. Huh. Maybe they're going to get back in that.
Yeah, what's up with Brandon Ayuk? Like, okay. I feel like that's a dead story, or maybe
let's talk about what's up with Brandon Ayuk. So one of the things that has changed in this whole scenario is now he's finally been cleared. One of the reasons he hasn't been getting fines or anything like that is, you remember, I think it's his neck and his back that he said were problematic. Yeah, and it wasn't even a Friday. And so I think he said that was the problem. But now Kyle Shanahan said that Ayuk has been cleared by the doctors, which means if he doesn't show up to practice, he is subject to fines. So, I mean, plus the season starts in a week or, you know, a week and a half. It feels like something is going to happen in the next few days. But that's kind of where we're at.
Well, am I crazy for putting this together? The Browns just opened up $35 million.
Now that makes sense.
Because they have $72 million a year.
Brandon Ayuk is the only player that I think at this point would be available for that amount of money.
And that is, because I know we were joking about the all-in, but that is the kind of move that I'm like, hey, it might not work for you, Cleveland, but I appreciate that they're like, let's go for it.
But would it work more for San Francisco getting Amari Cooper? Because that was...
And draft pick.
Yeah, and draft pick. So that would be... They would be winning that for sure, I feel like.
You
I know
San Francisco would?
Yeah. I mean, to get him... Look, man, anything I want to think about Amari Cooper, he's still a big play threat.
Okay.
And so I think that they would get better, especially with the picks.
Who do you think's better, right? Like, let's just take the player. Do you
think... In the system, Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Amari Cooper's a polished route runner who, with when they... With his system, with Shanahan's system, he'll do just fine. Okay. Cleveland's still chaos trying to figure it out.
All right.
Well, then I guess that would be a big win for San Francisco to go along with the draft capital and the less money and everything like that. But
Ayuk needs to make his damn mind up. That's what needs to happen.
Woo!
Sorry about that. Like, it just needs to happen.
That's okay. Well,
sounds like he might be making his mind up that Cleveland's moving that money around.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Let's go from that to who is going to win all of the awards. Also, as Corey mentioned earlier, Jacoby Brissett will be the starting quarterback for the Patriots in week one.
Finally.
And they'll wait to see how it looks before they put Drake May in.
If they're playing an NFL team, they're losing. Do they have an NFL team scheduled in week one?
Mike, coincidentally enough, they do.
Can you believe that?
And the next week.
I can't believe it.
Well, they're in big trouble.
Who is going to win MVP?
Like, the odds-on favorite would be Patrick Mahomes, right?
Correct. By far and away, that's who NFL.com thinks is going to win as well.
Did anybody love it up like I did?
No.
Okay.
16, I know that said snow, but that was just me thinking and then saying no. Patrick Mahomes got 16 votes. The next highest one, Josh Allen and C.J. Stroud at 4. Could CeeDee Lamb be offensive player of the year?
Sure. I'm sure he's top five candidate.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill is probably a top five candidate.
Tyreek Hill got the most votes, followed by Bijan Robinson.
Whoa, over the McCaff, huh?
And then, yes, Ja'Marr Chase is tied with the McCaff.
Well, I think you might be right. The McCaff might have a calf. I mean, he has a calf injury right now. So
what's more concerning, that or the fact that Ja'Marr Chase supposedly wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson? I don't know if that's...
I love it.
But it seems like the Bengals are probably like, no, you can have the CD contract. And he's like, nope.
Yeah, well, and he also has to remember the team that he's talking with right now, too.
True.
Like, they don't like to spend money.
Very true.
And they're the lowest ones on having money around. I think they only have like $900,000. Like, that's about it.
Oh, no. That's all the
money. Or $900 million.
I was about to say, how are they putting this roster together?
It's only $900 million, but it feels like $900,000 the way they work.
CeeDee Lamb is tied for fifth along with several other folks. So the top four goes
Zeke.
Not Zeke.
He's 15th on the list for his number.
Tyreek Hill, Bijan Robinson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Christian McCaffrey. Defensive player of the year. Is Micah going to win it?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. They just, for some reason, he keeps sliding late.
What stat will he have that puts him over the top if he's only going to rush the passer now, let's say 60% of the time?
I do wonder if he can still get the numbers
even with the
by not having to, like, maybe being a little fresher, not having to go up against 312-pound offensive linemen or 350-pound men. If that allows him to, you know what, we're going to sneak him in here, and each week he can pick up a sack, but he's not putting him up in like 2 sack volumes.
All right, so I don't know the odds. I don't think you have the odds up.
I do.
I wonder if Aiden Hutchinson has like low enough odds that he would be somebody that elevates his game to defensive player of the year.
Tell me what you think about these odds. Micah Parsons and TJ Watt are both around 5.5 to 1.
Makes sense.
Max Crosby, 7 to 1. Miles Garrett, 8 to 1. Aiden Hutchinson, 11 to 1.
That would be like, if I'm trying to you know, hit it big, I would take Aiden Hutchinson and Jordan Love as my MVP and my defensive player of the year. But I get that they're not likely to do it, but I like my numbers on them.
Not surprisingly, Caleb Williams, the choice for offensive rookie of the year, comeback rookie of the year, or excuse me, comeback of the year. Joe Burrow gets the nod on that one. And then coach of the year, DeMeco Ryans from the Houston Texans.
I wonder what he has to do. Does that make sense?
He was really good last year.
Yeah, but now it's
that's a good question.
It's like you probably need to be a one or two seed, right?
Yeah, if his
definitely.
If his team does, I mean, like as good as he was last year, if his team doesn't make it back to the playoffs and have maybe a better record, it's not enough.
I definitely think they need to have a better record. The fact that he didn't win last year is going to work in his favor, because had he won last year, then it'd be like, okay, well, I need you to definitely be the number one seed.
Okay.
All right. Let's go from that to Tom Brady. Have you seen all of the restrictions put on Tom Brady since he is technically a part owner?
Oh, with Giselle?
Or? I heard with Bobby Bell.
Giselle.
Oh, that like they're saying, hey, dude, you won't have access if you're going to be part owner of the Raiders.
And that seems like that would be really difficult for his job. So
doesn't it seem like that's the right thing to do, though?
It does. What do you think about this? He would be subject to the league's gambling policy. That's fine. He would be prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs. So if you just see the worst call, he's got to be like, yeah,
you know, that's a call that happened.
That is a call that
question.
Happened.
If Jerry had all that access, do you think he could even take advantage of it? Like, they're restricting the access of Tom Brady because they're like, you might use this and help out the Raiders with scouting. Like, hey, man, I was at practice. This guy on the practice squad can play. We need to pick this guy up and put him on our active 53. If Jerry had that access, the way that they're restricting Tom Brady, do you think Jerry could take advantage
of
that access?
Not the way Tom Brady could. I mean, like, just know. Tom Brady, like you just said, he looks at something and he's going, that's how I would beat them. And I just don't think Jerry looks at it the same way.
Look, I'm interested to see how it plays out, because he also can't go to the pre-production meetings.
What?
Yeah.
He can't have those pregame interviews?
Which I will say, that feels like that's where they get a lot of good stuff.
It helps me out. I won't say tremendously, but it helps me out to go into the dugout at 3:30 p.m. and then get the Bochy interview, and his guys are walking by, just, hey, what's up? How's it going? Da 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 da. You know, and you just, and I know that there's more for football because they're only playing once a week, and you're trying to get as much information as possible for this one game. But it does help you out. If I was restricted and they said you cannot go into the clubhouse, you cannot go into the dugout, you can't have access to any of the coaches, I'm like, okay, it would give me limited information during the game where I feel like I get to give a little bit extra information based off of conversations.
And then I heard Bobby earlier, he said he thinks Brady will do this for maybe 2 years. Do you think that's how it could play out?
Before he gets tired of it and moves on?
I assume
he's like, look, we've had kids and now I don't want any responsibilities.
I mean, maybe. I assume it would be his choice and not the network's choice to bounce out of the booth. Do you think he'll make it longer than 2 years?
I mean, they got Greg. They got Greg Olsen just waiting in the wings.
I don't think it's about his production. I think it's about, does Tom Brady have the motivation? Isn't he close to a billionaire?
Probably. I'm not sure, but that's just the tough thing
is, why does he want to put in all that work? Yeah. I get Tony Romo, and Tony Romo has plenty of money. He doesn't have to work.
He can sketch it out. Around 300 to 450 million.
So he's got to get to work.
Yeah, he's got a lot of work to do.
Oh, because he had to give some to Giselle, or Giselle had to give it to him, or
I'm not sure. Surely they had a prenup, right?
I think the prenup was hers.
Oh yeah, you know, she has more money than he does.
She makes the cash.
I understand prenups. I just feel like you're going into marriage.
Yes,
going,
thinking you're going to fail. Like,
we are getting divorced,
you,
right?
1,000,000%.
Or I am not going to be faithful in this marriage. Yes,
I agree with you 1,000,000% on that. And then, in case you wanted to know, the Chargers did make a trade. They picked up Taylor Heinicke in a trade with the Falcons for a conditional 6th-round pick.
You're kidding me.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, this is going to be fun. We're supposed to hear from Mike McCarthy.
Yes!
But assuming he's not on time, we're going to roll with AM on the FM next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're supposed to have the Mike McCarthy press conference at 11:45, but the man who runs the Cowboys frequently doesn't abide by his own schedule. So we've got AM on the FM ready to roll.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Guys, I finally know what it's like to be in TV because I've got a bunch of nonsense going in one ear, all the beat reporters just talking back and forth, and then I've got myself and you guys in the other ear. So this is fun. This is going to be a good time.
Alex Stormfront or something?
Yeah. In another life, I was probably a Dan Brunoff. If you ask me, growing up, I was real fascinated with weather. But since we don't know when or if McCarthy's going to show up on time, I'm not going to do a question of the day today. We're going to do some baseball shenanigans, if you will.
I like it.
So.
I always like this Alec guy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, Mike. I have two different pieces of sound I want to play for you boys. We can start with the wildest double play that's just fun to read on paper, or some shenanigans that happened in the Red Sox radio booth. I'll let you choose.
I vote for that second one.
I vote for a double play.
Second one.
All right, so let's go to WEEI,
I know where
Red
my
Sox radio.
Breaded, buttered.
This is just wild fun that happens sometimes. You hear it on the Cowboys broadcast, you hear it on the Rangers broadcast with Jared and Matt especially, but I don't know if I've ever heard this happen in a baseball booth.
How about a little threesome? This booth, we could do some damage. On the golf course, I mean, 02 to Ernie Clement.
And they spent a good five minutes, the rest of the half inning, just laughing. Because they were talking about going golfing together. And there's more to it. Like, just listen to them trying to get through the rest of this half inning here, because it was bad.
Hurry back, Joe Kostig.
1-0 Red Sox in the sixth, and a slider misses just outside 1-2.
It's just straight laughter.
When somebody is laughing near you, though, sometimes I do feel like that can be kind of contagious.
This sounds like our show.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Nobody can broadcast and be that childish and that juvenile.
That's why that guy doesn't like us on that whatever Reddit.
On Reddit.
Oh, yeah, because we're childish and juvenile.
Yeah.
Fair.
Fair.
I like
as
it.
As one is. This continued for, there was literally a 5-minute clip that I found of this where they were just, you could almost feel them looking at each other and making eye contact once the laughter stopped, and then it just picked back up. It was incredible.
The moment that sticks out the most for me, because I've had a lot of these moments in time where we've laughed really hard on this show. But the one that I couldn't breathe, it was the whale night. It was the moment we started doing whale jokes, and I don't even think I got through that joke. Like, I don't think I finished the joke about
I thought that was the funniest joke.
Are
I'd
you a
ever
blue
heard.
Whale? Maybe we can go hump back at my place. And I don't even think I finished the joke because I was laughing so hard. And then the boss brought us in the next day and played it. Oh, it was like, what do y'all think about this? And I was like, I think it's hilarious. And he was like, okay. Sometimes I think the line was, sometimes I just gotta figure you guys out to know.
We were on a remote. I had to take my headset off. I thought Corey's delivery of that and his joke that I assume he made up was the funniest thing ever. Why don't we go hump back in my apartment?
I can still tell you with full faith that the hardest I have ever laughed at work was Masterpiece of the Week last week.
It was really good.
The pool holes was...
it made Reggie want to come back
Reggie,
to Dallas.
Reggie texted us last night and was like, I just want to be part of it. It's so much fun.
I was talking to Peyton before he left this morning, and he was like, I had the biggest culture shock last night. I was like, what is that? It's like, I opened up Twitter, and I see someone on my feed talking Astros. I don't follow any Astros fans. And then I see it's at Reg Atitula. And I saw that last night. It doesn't feel right. It still doesn't feel right. He's a traitor.
Do we need to put him in Forgiveness Friday?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and then for the 806.
Hold on. Read the one from the 214.
From
it's Mike's fault your show is so childish. It was so serious when it was just
KG. So fun fact about our show, I remember when we took over an afternoon drive for a while, everyone's like, your show's so serious. I wish you guys had more fun. I'm like, I promise we're fun, but it was like the Boston City Marathon bombing, then the explosion in West, then Pat Summerall died on back-to-back-to-back days. And it was like, okay, that's tough to like really yuck it up when you're like, yeah, did you see the marathon? That's crazy. Like that, it's really hard to just kind of joke around when stuff like that was happening.
It's a tough job, man. Kudos to y'all because, sometimes life happens and it's weird to talk about on sports radio, but we do it anyways. We do the tough work around here.
The 806, Kevin, I think you're going to read this. Every other live read that Mike does and Kevin and Corey's laughing in the background, making Mike laugh.
Well, it's just because things he's like
to Zerpetide.
It feels like
Tezerpetide.
Or when he goes, yeah, you just try to rob my parents. or the
DFW security. And I don't even get paid by DFW security anymore for years.
The at least one or two where you started and either were doing the live read at the wrong time or were so dissatisfied with your live read that you're like, you know what? Let's start it again. 3, 2, and he counted himself down, even though we were still live in the middle of it. I thought that was so funny.
Or last week, he goes, I bet Leon Bridges has low T. Starts talking about men's T.
I can't remember how I started that one off, but it was good.
By the way, Leon Bridges is on the Casey Musgraves holiday special that I told you to watch.
Oh, okay.
What a callback.
All
one
right.
Of my favorite songs.
You're a pro, Corey. Yeah. All right, Mike. This
most professional one Mike ever did, Alec. I'm sorry. Is we were talking about mics, and he goes, "Here's a mic right here for whatever," and it was so funny.
This one is for Mike. The Yankees played the Nationals.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and I don't know if you've ever heard of this. The 8-6-2-3-2-5-4 double play.
Ooh. The 0-2. Lined in the air to center. Judge racing back. It's over his head. One hop off the wall. Gallo is going to be held up, but there's two
Rangers legend
there.
Joey Gallo.
Now Gallo's caught. They have a runner caught between second and third. Gallo is watching it. Now he's headed home. The throw home. And now the runner goes back to second. Gallo's going to be tagged out. They have the other runner in a rundown.
So he's tagged out there, and I'm tagged out. Because it's time for the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy.
So had a redo.
Oh yeah, I heard about that play.
Yeah.
Mike, David Moore, Dallas Morning News. Knowing your love of talking about how you'll deploy personnel in the regular season, can you just talk a little bit about the running back room? We've talked about how it's by committee. Is there a lead back? Will it be more situational as far as how you approach it this year?
I think, David, really the biggest thing is, what's the definition of a committee? You want to play as a play caller. You want to be able to play, wide open the first, second, and third down, and you want it to flow. My definition of committee is it's a long year, and you want to be able to have distribution throughout that position because of the toll that it takes, on the running back, position. So, yeah. So we want to play in a flow. We don't want to necessarily, be in personnel groups that every time, this particular player runs in or this particular player runs in, after 3 or 4 weeks, you have, major tendencies. So, yeah, we want to be able to utilize all those guys, but stay in a normal flow.
We haven't talked to you since you've added Dalvin Cook to the practice squad. Just what you saw from him, and just can you envision him help? I guess, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Dalvin's, really somebody we've been, there's been interest for quite some time. I'm a fan. I've seen him, run down the sideline from the opposite side of the field too many times. So just, he's just a hell of a player, and You know, and I think when you just look at our roster additions this year, you know, we've added some veteran experience, you know, more than we've had in the past, and he's a great example of it. I mean, he's just an excellent football player that's available, and, you know, we want to get him in here and, you know, make him part of it and, you know, get to work.
Clarence Hill, All City Dallas. You talked about adding veterans, including Dalvin Cook, and some of them had connection with Zimmer. Zimmer's influence in connection to play a role in some of these decisions.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, when anytime you're talking about any player, you know, is and you know, Mike's, you know, he's had a number of these guys. That's a positive. It's definitely a resource you got to tap into. But, you know, I mean, availability is number one. Two, it's got to work on both ends. But yes, Mike has been very. I mean, obviously we wouldn't probably brought any of these guys in if you know Mike didn't have a positive experience with him. I think, you know, that's common sense. But yes, I think all of our. I mean, you collect as much information as you possibly can. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, relationships, networks that go on in this industry, and, you know, obviously with Mike being the head coach and having those guys, it's, you know, it's important.
Getting back to the running back position for a second, Deuce, he made the final roster. You know, we've been talking, you know, since last year about his role and how you can use him. Have you defined, you know, how you can use him and get enough touches for him to justify him?
Well, I mean, definition, I think like anything, if you watch, you know, you all have been here, you look at the way we train players. Deuce is one of the players that was trained, you know, both as a receiver and a running back this, you know, this past off season and training camp. You know, he missed some time there at training camp. So yeah, we you know, we're trying to expand the value of all these guys, and this is an example of it. But, you know, now it comes time to game planning and, you know, how he fits into that and create those opportunities.
There you go, Mike McCarthy telling us that running back by committee means it's a long season. Really wish that follow-up question would have been, so if you had Bijan Robinson, would you not really use him a lot during the regular season?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.